Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of Deuteronomy, Volume 1, Week 1, The Intrinsic Significance of Deuteronomy, A Book Concerning Christ. Day 1, Morning Nourishment, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12. Beware, brothers, lest perhaps there be in any one of you an evil heart of unbelief in falling away from the living God. Chapter 4, verse 2. But the word heard did not profit them, not being mixed together with faith in those who heard. Psalms chapter 106, verse 25. They murmured in their tents. They did not listen to the voice of Jehovah. Those who spied out the land of Canaan brought back an evil report. They asserted that Israel could never conquer the land, and if they tried, they would be utterly defeated and devoured. Many times the enemy, the evil one, speaks the very same things within us. He says, "Don't talk about the all-inclusive Christ. He is good and he is wonderful, but it is absolutely impossible for you to enter in. Don't ever think you can enter the good land. It is far beyond your ability. You will never make it." Never believe him. Hebrews chapter 3 tells us that this is an evil heart of unbelief. It is a heart occupied by the evil one, so it is called an evil heart. We must ask the Lord to deliver our heart from the evil one. We must pray, "Lord, I do want a good heart, a heart full of faith. I am not able to enter the land, but you are." Today's reading. The one who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. I cannot make it, but Christ can make it, and he is in me. We must have faith in the power of his resurrection. God is able to do exceedingly above all that we ask or think, and all that we dream or imagine. God will do it. God will make it. Let us follow the example of Joshua and Caleb. They had hearts full of faith. They could tell the people, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." Indeed, in your natural strength, you will never be able to attain the good land. It is possible by resurrection power alone. Only the power that raised Christ from the dead and made him the head over all things can bring you in. But praise him, this power is in us. This power is continually being transmitted into us through the indwelling Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, we are not strong enough. Not in ourselves, but in him. Not in the flesh, but in the spirit. We will make it in the spirit. We must take it. Never be discouraged. It is ours. Never think that you are too young. Yesterday you were too young, but not today. Believe with full assurance of faith. Christ is in you. You have been united with the Almighty God. Day by day, his spirit transmits into you all that God is and all that God has. He will make it for you, as long as you maintain your fellowship with him. You will be able to enter the land. There will be some battles to be fought, but the battle is for the enemy. To you it will be a rest. The battle is a defeat to him, but bread to you. Joshua and Caleb told the people, "Nor should you fear, for they are our bread." If we do not engage in the battle, we will be hungry. Daily manna is not good enough. We must take and swallow up the enemy. You and I must have the living faith to go on to take up the battle and to swallow the enemy. The defeated enemy is the best bread. The most tasteful bread. Let us cross the Jordan and take over Jericho. We will all be fully satisfied. Hallelujah! We need such a faith for such a battle. Furthermore, let us be watchful never to murmur against the Lord, as did the children of Israel. We must always sing his praise. No matter how arduous the way, no matter what hardship you meet, always give praise to the Lord. This is the way of victory.